All right, you can take your Bibles, please. Turn to Colossians chapter 3. I've entitled this teaching, Whatever You Do. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 says, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Verse 15, I'm reading out of the New King James Version. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called, in one body, and be what? Thankful. You know, I think God's got a pretty high opinion and knows that it's a great asset in the lives of people to be thankful. You know, someone once said, reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man has plenty, not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some. You know, if a fellow isn't thankful for what he's got, he isn't likely to be thankful for what he's going to get. You know, thankfulness and gratitude are attitudes of heart and our minds that we can make a decision. We can make a choice to look at things and have a thankful heart in spite of whatever circumstances we may find ourselves in. Going on in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. That's the NIV version. But singing with gratitude in your hearts. Maybe you've heard this expression, feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. Mm-hmm. We don't want it to be like that. We want it to have gratitude and thanksgiving and then be able to express it in some sort of practical way. One of a former president's, John Kennedy, said, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. So that we're not just saying things, but the thankfulness and the gratitude that we have is really being generated from our hearts. And then in practice, we're living out what the Word really talks about in Colossians chapter 3. We're singing in psalms, in hymns, in songs with the Spirit. We're singing to God with gratitude in our heart. We're taking time in the busy moments of our lives with all these things that are going on and just expressing thankfulness. Verse 17 of Colossians chapter 3. And whatever you do, whether it's in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I'm sorry, maybe I misread that. No, that's what it says. Whatever you do. Whatever you do. Well, what do you do? You do a lot of whatevers. And so do I. But it says, whatever you do, whether it's in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. If you want to turn your life around, try thankfulness. It will change your life. It will give you a different perspective. It will allow you to see things from a different, through a different filter. Because we're engaged in a spiritual warfare here, where the greatest percentage of things that we are entertaining are to try to get us focused on the things we don't have. Hey, how about just taking a few moments every day to be reminded of the things that we have been blessed with. You know, a happy heart, a thankful heart is a happy heart. So if you're not happy, you know, maybe one practical thing that you could begin to do and make the decision to do is to get thankful. You can think of something to be thankful for. You're drawing breath, you're alive, you see a lot of different things, you enjoy eating and drinking and doing a wide variety of other things, so why not get more focused on that particular aspect? I'd like to read Psalm 100 in closing, but just remember, whatever you do, give thanks to God, whatever you do. Psalm 100, you're familiar with it. We sing it a lot. And what does it say? Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Now here's a good one. Enter into his gates with thanks, what? Giving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Someone once taught that that's the password to God, into God's presence. Thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. So finally, my brethren, let the peace of God rule in your hearts and be thankful. Sing those types of hymns and songs, singing to God with gratitude. And whatever you do, give thanks to God, the Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? If you want to turn your life around, try thankfulness. It works and it will change you from whatever state you're in right now. And maybe you're in a happy state, so congratulations, keep it going. And maybe if you're not, take some time after this teaching to just make a short list. Maybe it'll just grow as you start doing it, of the things that you really do have to be thankful for. If you can't think of anything else, then you know what? Christ's return. How about that? That's something we can really be thankful for. Because we know it's coming. We know he's coming. So let me have a word of prayer, and then we'll get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow, huh? Those of us who do it. So Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us and care for us so much, Father. Boy, every word could just be thank you for this and thank you for that and thank you for just the way that you continue to display your goodness to us, Father. I thank you for opportunities for us to serve and to live your love and to share the gospel of the good news, that we may be wise and faithful and ambassadors for you, Father, who are bringing health and goodness and love and all the blessings that we have received. And as we speak those things, Father, it just confirms it even more in our heart that we truly are what your word says we are. I thank you tonight, Father, for each and every person who's called in, that they can have not only a great day tomorrow, but that every day until the Lord returns can be filled with thanksgiving and joyful celebration, Father, and that we enter into your presence with that kind of heart and that kind of attitude. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.